At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Come to get started.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It seems so weird to say this in November of 2023, but man, the Beatles are having some kind of week. It's really, if you're a Beatles fan, like I am.
The heyday of, is this the heyday of Beatlemania?
I mean, kind of, yeah. Kenneth Womack is, with us, a Beatles authority. I mean, the guy is, he's all things Beatles. He's written so many books. He's got a brand new one out called Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. And, we'll get right into that. But, Kenneth, have you heard the new single, Now and Then?
Oh, I did. In fact, I was one of the fortunate folks to hear it in advance from Apple, and it floored me, you know, to hear John Lennon's voice so pure and clean. It just it knocked me out.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And the documentary or the video by Peter Jackson, just fantastic, too. And in fact, it's a little controversial, I think. A lot of people are saying, well, maybe that's not the right way to do it. But I think everything that the Beatles do is controversial, don't you?
I mean, you're always going to have folks who have their own version of the Beatles narrative and the mythology. You know, I think it was done very tastefully. Paul has been talking about it since 1994 and how much he wanted to go back to that song. I think we can all see why. You know, it's the test that it's passing for me is I definitely liked it the first time I heard it. But I think I heard it again Friday, and I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
So it's passing the earwig test very, very well. It is a classic kind of melody, you know.
It's classic, but yet it sounds like it could be produced, you know, fresh today.
Oh, sure. It certainly could. And, you know, by the way, what great players, right, Ringo and Paul are to be able to add adornments in 2023 that are very contemporary. You know, I mean, Paul live in concert, you know, and I think he's either just now leaving or finishing in Australia, knows the guy, you know. He may not sound exactly like he did in his heyday, but there is nothing that is missing from his playing. The guy is right on target.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. We're talking to the Beatles authority, Kenneth Womack, here in the National Defense, the new book, Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. Hey, let's get into this guy. I mean, you know, I've been in radio my entire life. I've never heard of Mal Evans. I mean, this guy, I guess, started out as an engineer.
He did. did. He was an he was actually a telecommunications engineer with the British Post Office. May not sound like much, but it was a big job, and it was a great job to have in the early 1960s. He had a pension. He had to be educated to have that job. He had a car. He had a house. You know, he was doing things that in that post-war era, a lot of folks couldn't do, right? And there's Mal. Suddenly he discovers the Beatles. He was an Elvis guy, and he heard them in the cavern. And my God, you know, suddenly he is he's in a situation where he can't resist, running off with them. It's just really quite something.
Yeah, and so I guess he came to handle all kinds of aspects of the band members' needs, from musical equipment to socks to late-night indulgences of every kind. That just that part of it would be fascinating.
He mothered them in a lot of ways. You know, everybody who's been successful at any level has to have a Mal, and the Beatles were so lucky to have Mal and Neil Aspinall there working with them. Those guys made it all happen. You know, you've got to have guys behind the scenes, folks who will do anything in the service of your cause. And they were those folks, along with Brian Epstein and George Martin. It was a very small entourage. You know, today somebody goes on the road. How many roadies do they have? 200?
Oh, yeah, right.
And, you know, it was Mal and Neil, for the most part, looking after those guys.
And so when you became aware of Mal, was that something that you said, there's a lot here? Because I know
not at all. In fact, yeah, not at all. I knew who Mal was. I loved Mal. I knew Mal had this key role in the story. I knew the contours of it. He's in all the photos. Once you see him, you can't miss him. But, I didn't have any ambitions beyond that until his son Gary contacted me at the beginning of COVID and said, "Will you tell our dad's story?" And I said, "Yeah, I can pull that off. Is it true that he had all this stuff?"
Right.
And the next thing you know, it's in my house here in New Jersey, and there are diaries, photographs, journals, notebooks, manuscripts. It was really quite amazing.
Wow.
And it just opened up the story, and it gave me Mal's voice, which I never would have had. And we're all lucky to even have this material. It was probably going to be thrown out in 1988 when his former publisher was moving offices. So, you know, it was just a brutal piece of luck.
Oh, man, you had to be going crazy. We're talking to Kenneth Womack here in the National Defense, and in the book Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. And I understand that at some point Yoko Ono was kind of responsible for getting this treasure trove to Mal's family, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's made all the difference, quite frankly. And by the way, there's a hero in this story who doesn't get talked about a lot, and that's Yoko Ono. You know, she gets vilified so much unfairly in the press, and has been since she first appeared on the scene around 1968. And when this material, when it was clear that it was there in 1988, she didn't hesitate. She helped out the woman who found it and got the materials right to Mal.
Wow. And what was the most, okay, so you got all of this material at your place, you're going through it. What was the first thing that you found that you said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this"?
The first thing I found was I knew right where I wanted to go, right? We all have our little areas we're concerned about. And I went to May 9th, 1969, that was the day that Paul said they broke the Liberty Bell of the Beatles, that they couldn't put it together after that. And that was the night Alan Klein came with them to the studio to confront Paul and get him to sign with Alan. And, Paul was very wary of that and just lost his mind when they were trying to force him into that decision. And I thought, what would Mal do? This is Mal's whole life, his whole world.
Right.
He's got. And he didn't write any words. He just drew a picture of Paul losing his ever-loving mind.
Wow. Wow.
And I get it. When words don't suffice, right? That's what you do.
Yeah, that's incredible. You talk in the book about a lot of travels with Paul McCartney that Mal had, including this fabled safari trip to Kenya, huh?
right, where Paul and Mal concoct some of the ideas that would be Sergeant Pepper. And of course, you know, Mal was great fun. They loved having him around. So Paul and Mal went on a photo safari to look at the different animals, you know, and that Mal would take notes, you know, how many baboons did he see? Very many. know, they just had a great time together, you know, and he was in awe of McCartney. He was kind of hero worship for him, but he had close friendships with all four guys, as one might imagine. John said Mal was his favorite animal, famously. But it's George, at the end, first Beatle he knew and the Beatle he knew the most toward the end of Mal's life. It's George who fans who are already in love with George are going to love him even more.
Wow. The book is called Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. So did they take care of this guy? I mean, you know, he did so much for the band and traveled with them all, took care of their needs. Did they take care of him ultimately in terms of financial payments?
As folks will see with the book, they did more than we might think. I will add this, you know, one of the things about Mal and his untimely death and his own role in it, right? Is that he left at the worst possible time. You know, he left the world when Apple was in disarray, when it was still being reborn, after the dissolution agreements had been signed at the end of 1974. It just was the worst possible time, for that to be taking place. You know, if Brian had lived, certainly Mal would, have been taken care of. You know, more than that though, every time something great happens like this week in Beatlemania, I think of Mal and how much he would be enjoying this, right? Mm. This would make him so happy. You know, the anthology would have, the remasters, you know, even the CDs coming out in 87. He could have been a part of all that. And so I always feel a bit of sadness. Even when we're enjoying the joy of new Beatles material 60 years later.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is incredible, and what a gift. Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. Kenneth, thank you so much for the time, man. Great job on this. I know hundreds of interviews, and it's so in-depth. I can't wait to read this thing.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I think you're going to have a good time, a splendid time. It's guaranteed for all.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of holiday joy at the Home Depot, where you can find everything you need to get ready for the holiday season, like all new festive outdoor decor. Spread more joy this season with holiday decor that is uniquely you, like our new 3.5-foot Santa and elf inflatable, each just $19.98. Available in-store and online. Get holiday ready right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In honor of Veterans Day, more than 30 of Amazon's operation sites around the U.S. and the company's headquarters in King County, Washington and Arlington County, Virginia will participate in Operation Green Light for Veterans from November 6th through the 12th. Amazon is proud to be an official partner of Operation Greenlight for Veterans, which aims to raise awareness of the challenges that veterans and military families face and the resources available for them at the county, state, and federal levels. Amazon's employee affinity group, Warriors at Amazon, includes current and former active military personnel, their families, and the Amazon employees who support them. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know this guy from TV? He's been all over TV. He may have also, practiced on you at some point. Dr. Travis Stork is with us, former ABC Bachelor, a host of The Doctors. What a great show that was. Groundbreaking. He's a television personality, emergency physician, and author best known for appearing on The Bachelor. And as the host of the syndicated daytime talk show, The Doctors, from 2008 to 2020. Wow, I didn't realize it ran that long. Dr. Travis Stork joins us here in the National Defense. Travis, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you, Randy?
Great, man. You know, when that show first came out, it was really a cultural phenomenon because, I mean, these days, with telemedicine and teledocs and all this kind of stuff, it's kind of commonplace. But man, you guys really were the kind of groundbreaking pioneers of that, weren't you?
It really worked out perfectly. The timing was perfect because people were beginning to realize. And obviously, look, to back up a step, I never intended to be on television. But once I passed as The Bachelor, which was an unexpected thing, nothing I ever planned to do, what I realized is the power of television. And back to your point, nowadays, I think it's very commonplace using, as you mentioned, telemedicine to communicate with people. But the power of television to reach a wide audience. And so what were we able to do with The Doctors before social media, before a lot of the things we have now, we were able to really reach this broad audience, talk about things that mattered to all of us. Because as I always tell people, you know, we are all different. We're all unique. But the one thing we all have in common is we would
like to achieve optimal health.
Right.
And so it was a really, really cool 12 years to be able to do that. And honestly, I have so many fond memories over the years of it.
Well, and so the Bachelor came before all of that, right?
It did. Yeah. I was an ER doc in Nashville and went to dinner one night with some colleagues, and there happened to be a casting director for The Bachelor there. Next thing you know, a month later, I'm in Paris, France as The Bachelor. And my whole life has changed. It's just been a crazy journey.
That's pretty funny. And then, so when you appeared on The Bachelor during the season finale, you chose the school teacher named Sarah Stone, who coincidentally lived only a few blocks away from you in Nashville. But 1 week after the show's pre-tape finale, you announced you guys both announced that the relationship was over. I always wonder about that. You know, we never hear the other side of that. Was that going anywhere? Anyway,
you know, the hardest part, and, you know, not to delve into the secrets, but the reality is that you take the show. We were in Europe, and then you come home and the show airs over months. And during that time, you have to keep everything silent,
right,
under wraps and a secret. And it's just a really hard thing to do for any relationship. So your life, everyone's lives are still going on, and you're living in this secret world. And I think it just, you know, not just for my season, but for a lot of seasons, it's really hard to maintain that connection while all this other craziness is happening. So, but the good news is this, and I can say this with a clear heart. I'm still friends with Sarah. I'm still friends with many of the other people I met on the show. So the sincerity of it, if you choose for it to be a sincere experience, is 100% there. And to this day, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
That's pretty cool. We're talking to Dr. Travis Stork here on the National Defense. He's now the chief medical officer at NatureMD, where you have developed this is something my wife talks about all the time, a 360-degree gut health product after seeing so many patients in the ER all coming in with gut-related health issues. You know, we didn't used to be concerned with that at all, and it seems like now. And my wife has been on this for a long time, and, you know, forcing probiotics down my throat and different things like that. But so many problems stem from that, right?
Well, and Randy, to be fair, when I went to medical school, which is 20, 25 years ago, we had no idea how big the role the gut played. And now we do. And so for me in my career, it's been this evolution, realizing day in and day out in the ER, I'm seeing so many patients with not only abdominal discomfort, that's really the gut health issues, but then other things that we never realize, your gut health, the gut-brain axis, how that's connected to everything from your mood, your energy, your sleep, your mental health, your skin, your immune system. So what I've been able to do, and, you know, I last year when I turned 50, I looked at my family and I thought, you know what, I want to really help solve these problems before they start. I'd had gut health issues until I was in my 30s. And so this product, it's called Gut Rhythm, and I worked with some really smart people. It's both something you take a powder in the morning and a capsule at night. And what it's designed to do is not only focus on your gut health, meaning optimizing how your gut feels, reducing bloat, but also create, you mentioned probiotics, really create this robust, what we call microbiome in your gut. And those are all those really good bacteria. Bacteria are not all bad. So what you're trying to do is create this robust microbiome, which has been associated with improvement in terms of optimal weight, improvement in so many other functions within your body that do not seem to be related to gut health. And then just the simple thing, as an ER doc, I want people to be more regular. I don't want people to be bloated all day long. I want people to wake up feeling good. So, so, yeah, the product's called Gut Rhythm, and if people are interested in it, they can go to naturemd.com. And
hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. I was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, thank you. Now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Hey, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. That's why you have to choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts, like 40% off family lines. And they put service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more. 40% off additional price for military families lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. See T-Mobile.com. And we're talking to Dr. Travis Stork here in the National Defense. And yeah, I've seen another kind of concerning trend with medicine here lately, and I'll get your comments on this, but it seems like there are a lot of places, including chiropractic, that has tried to turn their practice into a one-stop shop for a lot of different things. There's a chiropractic place here that also offers mental health exam and nutrition counseling. What do you think about that?
Well, look, it all comes down to the individual or individuals and whether or not they're trustworthy. So I will never
right.
condemn a specific type of medicine. But what I will say is that you want to make sure you're getting your health advice from someone who knows what they're talking about. And so between you and I don't go to an orthopedic surgeon for mental health issues.
Right.
I just don't.
I don't want my dentist doing my colonoscopy, you know.
And I do agree with you. And I think that that's where, again, people need to be a little bit careful. Always do your own research. And that's why, honestly, I really enjoyed hosting the doctors, because the one thing that I tried to do as host was make sure that we were a gold standard. And I still to this day try to do that, because at the end of the day, I'm an ER doctor. I've learned a lot over the years. But even things, I'm never going to tell someone that, hey, you have to do this to be healthy. What I'm going to say is I recommend considering these things. But to your point, Randy, the other thing I'll just throw out there is you also have to be careful with social media personalities and you know, people, they don't really necessarily know what they're talking about. And they're like, oh, you know what? Do this and you're going to feel great.
Right.
And, you know, turns out you take something and causes liver failure.
Yeah. Well, so many people believe in Dr. Google and stand by that. I know when the doctors was on, my mom would always refer to you guys. I mean, her doctor would try to tell her something. They'd go, no. I saw in the doctors where you shouldn't do that. And she was like glued to you guys in terms of medical advice.
Well, I'm grateful for that. But, you know, again, back to the one thing I always say is the best thing you can do for your health is become the CEO of your own health. Have a primary care doctor that you trust. And then if you're going to make a major change in your health regimen, you know, just make sure you're doing what's best for you, the individual, because what works for me may be different than what works for you. And whether we're talking about a physical activity, but, you know, sort of back to why I'm on the call with you, the one thing that I can honestly say in all my years of experience now is so many of our issues start with gut health. And so if you're going to start in one place, like even this one simple tip for people, most of us don't get enough fiber. So one simple thing is, you know, 95% of us don't get enough fiber. And obviously fiber is a big part of the gut rhythm product I created. But just swap out your white breads and white pastas for some kind of whole grain. Or nowadays we have all these alternative types of pastas, for instance, that may be made of chickpeas.
I just had the chickpea pasta the other night.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not great.
Well, I will tell you, you have to sort of, you work with it and then you figure out a brand you like.
right.
But it's the beauty of it is that there are more options than ever. But that's one little tip is just focus a little bit on trying to make sure you're getting enough fiber in your day. And then what that does is it gives your gut not only that nice dose of fiber to keep you regular, but those fibers are called prebiotics and they feed all those good gut bacteria to keep your quote unquote gut in rhythm, which is of course why we called it gut rhythm, because that's what you want. You want your gut to wake up feeling great and not be bothering you when you go to bed at night. And unfortunately, a lot of the things we do at times, as you know, Randy, it does the opposite of that.
Right. And I'm kind of back, Travis, to I don't mind the idea of my dentist doing my colonoscopy. I mean, it depends on which way they flip the chair. You go in and you're ready to go. But hey, I want to ask you before we leave here. So all these years in the emergency room, what's the strangest thing you've ever seen? I had a group of firefighters on one time that had some incredible stories.
You know what? Without getting into details, probably back to your colonoscopy comment, I'm not going to get into specifics, but there are sometimes, insects and things can get displaced in the human body and somehow end up in that part of your body, the colon, rectum area, and you're like, wow, how did this happen? And how in the world am I going to get it out? And I'll leave it at that.
If those are your first two questions in the morning, you might need more than a doctor. Dr. Travis Stork, man, thank you so much for being on. This has really been great. And if you go to is it NatureMD?
It's NatureMD.com.
That is so great. Thank you so much, Travis. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Augusta, Georgia, Calhoun County is illuminating all county buildings in green this week, shining a light of hope and support for veterans as part of a nationwide effort dubbed Operation Greenlight. Led by the National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers, Operation Greenlight aims to show support for veterans and raise awareness around the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their families. Calhoun County appreciates our veterans, and we are happy to participate in this awareness event in coordination with Veterans Day. Please join us in showing your support for our veterans, said Calhoun County Administrator Controller Kelly Scott.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of holiday joy at the Home Depot, where you can find everything you need to get ready for the holiday season, like all new festive outdoor decor. Spread more joy this season with holiday decor that is uniquely you, like our new 3.5-foot Santa and elf inflatable, each just $19.98. Available in-store and online. Get holiday ready right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Veteran families. We're covering December housing payments for more than 500 veterans, projects across the country, and we announced that we reached our $500 million commitment to veterans through affordable housing initiatives 2 years early. So we are so excited that we've been able to do that through our nonprofit partners and our associate volunteers. And we're not stopping anytime soon. And we made a commitment to increase our investment to $750 million by 2030.
Oh my gosh. That is incredible.
We are in it for the long haul.
I mean, you know, we've been talking about this $500 million commitment for so long. And that part is jaw dropping. But then to increase it by another $250 million, Oh, wow. That's incredible. Well, it kind of makes me feel very small, Shannon, because for Veterans Day, I watched a parade.
No, hey, it's all the little things that add up to make a big impact. So I think that is totally fine.
Well, what's funny is, so we do a weekly feature called 60 Seconds of Service. And we will go in and we'll kind of scour the internet for stories about people that are helping veterans. I cannot tell you how many times the Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation comes up in these stories. And that's how I originally found out about Operation Surprise. And this has got to be, it's got to be so, not just gratifying, it's got to be fun to surprise people and say, hey, we're going to pay off your mortgage.
Yeah, it's honestly my favorite time of year. Between November to December, it is a time where we get to bring hope and surprise and just bring joy to people who may need it during this time. And our veteran community is obviously where we focus during Operation Surprise. We're excited about our new commitment. We've been focused on veterans for 12 years now, and
sure.
It's so close to who we are. We know that likely this $250 million will help improve housing for more than 50,000 veterans across the country over the next 6 years. So we're excited to be able to continue the work that we get to do. Again, through our amazing nonprofit partners and our associate volunteers, Team Depot. And it is a lot of fun. It's very gratifying and fulfilling. And we just feel honored that we as a foundation and as a company get to serve veterans, not only on Veterans Day, but throughout the entire year.
Yeah, it's so cool. Hey, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. That's why you have to choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts, like 40% off family lines. And they put service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more. 40% off additional price for military families lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. See T-Mobile.com. We're talking to Shannon Gerber here in the National Defense Executive Director of the Home Depot Foundation. And if I have this right, since the funding has started, the foundation has impacted more than 60,000 veteran homes and facilities, and not just with money. I mean, that's the other part of the Home Depot that I love, is the fact that Team Depot gets in there, gets their hands dirty, and you see them everywhere, right?
Yeah, we pride ourselves on the fact that we are not just funders. We are partners with our nonprofit partners. And, you know, it is about the sweat equity that is put into behind the check, right? Anybody can write a check, but we have associate volunteers who volunteer on their time off across the country every single day, giving back to their local communities. And serving veterans is at the core of that. So, yes, we are very proud of the volunteer hours as well as the number of homes that we've been able to improve over the years. And so we look forward to continuing on that journey and supporting our veterans in several different ways through our housing initiatives.
Yeah, and one of those ways, just to kind of underscore what you're saying there, Shannon, you guys have constructed nearly 200 specially adapted smart homes for combat wounded veterans, completed more than 13,000 home repairs and modifications, and supported more than 50,000 veterans experiencing or at risk of homelessness with the national nonprofit partners. And these adaptive homes, and I know you guys probably work with the Gary Sinise Foundation as well. It's a life-changing experience because, you know, to be able to live in your home and to have everything functional around you, that's just life-changing.
It is. it's been very powerful to see the impact that these specially adapted smart homes have on our most catastrophically wounded veterans. And yes, we work with partners like Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation, and others to really customize each of these homes for the unique needs of that specific veteran and their injuries. And so over time, we've been able to see how each of these homes really does allow for these veterans to live independently as best as possible, and have a safe place for them to move around and to really be to really call home. And so we're continuing on that journey. The grants that we will provide over the next several years with that $250,000 will do a lot of things, some of which is to reduce the cost of housing for veterans, helping veterans access housing, so new units of housing, and then really help veterans age in place in their own homes. And that can look like a lot of different things, but the modifications that we work with our partners to make in some of these homes really does allow for our veterans to age in place from even a younger age into older age, with the right modifications, for them specifically.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, that's exactly the way it should be, right? I mean, these people go out and give their lives for our country, and they deserve every single bit of that. And to be able to live out their life in their own home with dignity and respect, oh, boy. I mean, it means a lot to everybody. But for veterans, you know, it's a special breed of people. And we talk about it on the show all the time. It's a special breed that a lot of times after their long service to the military, they come back and they want to contribute in another way and continue that mission, whether it's a nonprofit, Team Rubicon. You mentioned From Tunnel to Towers. That's what a great organization that is. We have them on the show quite regularly. And, yeah. You know, and Shannon, you know, you've been at this for quite a while. I'm sure you are able to, for want of a better phrase, to sniff out these organizations that are doing it for the right reason and have the right kind of heart, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have the best of the best in terms of our partners that we work with. And there's a huge process that we go through to make sure that we are working with the right partners. But you think about our brave men and women who have served our country and sacrificed so much. I mean, there's a small percentage of people who actually volunteer to go into the service. And so when they make those sacrifices over the years, it's an honor for us to be able to give back to them and to serve them who have served us for so many years. And, you know, freedom is not free. And so we know that they make huge sacrifices and their families do. And so if we can help those who are in need, it just is the right thing to do. And so that is what the Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation have committed to do. And we are excited that we have been able to increase our commitment to invest $750,000,000. A $1 billion by 2030. So yeah, very, very, you know, just honored is I think the best way to sum it up, and that it is our pleasure to be able to serve those who have served everyone in this country.
Shannon, where's the best place for people to go to find out more about the Home Depot Foundation and what you guys are doing?
They can find out more about what we do in this space and in others at homedepotfoundation.org. And you can see all of our veteran housing initiatives there. We support veterans through our trades training program, veterans who are separating from the military and are looking for that next step. And we also serve those who've been impacted by disasters. So we would love for people to take a look and see the amazing work that our partners are doing and our associates throughout the community every single day.
Wow. It all starts with the Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation. Shannon, thank you so much for all the work you guys are doing. And thanks for taking the time to let us know today.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
By the dawn. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Is deflation coming on the horizon? The prices of things like eggs, chicken, and seafood have dropped, and energy prices have plummeted. Although people don't feel secure about their financial situation, could you be receiving an early Christmas present?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.